The views and opinions expressed on this program are those of the producers and or the persons appearing on the program and not necessarily shared by the station or by any members of the Democrat National Committee.
We choose to go to the moon and do the other things, not because they are easy, but because they are hard.
It is time for us to realize that we are too great a nation to limit ourselves to small dreams.
I have a dream that one day, yes, this nation will rise up and live out the true meaning of its creed.
ROCK in the USA, ROCK in the USA, ROCK in the USA, yeah, yeah. Rockin' in the USA.
This is American Ground Radio. I'm Stephen Parr with Lewis Abalone.
You know, after listening to President Biden's speech on Wednesday night,
mm-hmm,
and I never thought I would ever say this, but boy, oh boy, if there was ever, or if there ever needed to be a Democrat in the White House, I sure miss Bill Clinton.
You know, that's the thing that upset me about Barack Obama the most, was he made me miss Bill Clinton.
I you know, have to preface that to say, if there's going to be a Democrat in the White House,
right,
I sure miss Bill Clinton.
Right.
And I want you to take this, I want you to take a listen to this clip,
mm-hmm,
of Bill Clinton,
yeah,
from 25 years ago.
We know big government does not have all the answers. We know there's not a program for every problem. We know, and we have worked to give the American people a smaller, less bureaucratic government in Washington. And we have to give the American people one that lives within its means. The era of big government is over.
Now, that was 25 years ago. That was Bill Clinton. A Democrat president, Democratic,
mm-hmm,
president. Some people say Democratic. I like to say Democrat, but that's another point.
Yeah.
He stood in front of Congress,
mm-hmm,
and he declared exactly what you heard. The era of big government is over. On Wednesday night, though,
mm-hmm,
what you saw was Joe Biden, another Democratic president, declaring that the era of big government is back and with a vengeance.
Well, you know what? It was back under Obama. Obamacare was big government. Everything that Obama did made the government bigger, made it more bloated, made it more intrusive, made it more oppressive. Joe Biden is just doing more of what Barack Obama wanted him to do.
I mean, the entire speech was about expanding government programs, mm-hmm, raising your taxes. He was throwing around that word trillion,
mm-hmm,
like it was nothing.
Right.
I mean, he told us in the very beginning of his speech, and I think he was operating off the communist playbook when he said, turning peril into possibility, crisis into opportunity.
You never let a good crisis go to waste. That is the mantra of the Democrat Party. And if they don't have a crisis that already exists, they make one up.
So he pointed to the COVID crisis,
mm-hmm,
speaking of, well, that's going to be politically incorrect to say that it's not really a crisis.
At this point in most of the country, it is not. Michigan it is, but that's because of the government.
Well, anyway, he pointed to the COVID-19 situation and how he met that crisis,
mm-hmm,
and with all of these patriotic-sounding government programs, the American Rescue Plan,
mm-hmm,
the American Jobs Plan,
mm-hmm,
the American Families Plan, the Affordable Care Act, the Paycheck Fairness Act. I mean, all these plans and acts, they label them with such user-friendly names that are essentially designed to use the crisis, I'm going to say it, to establish communism.
It is propaganda. When they name the bills, the American Family Plan, they're naming these bills in a way that hides what they actually do. That's propaganda. It's gaslighting.
No, they're named for the exact opposite of what they do.
Right.
Just so it can make you feel good,
mm-hmm,
and that the crisis is being handled, because you've got to do something.
Because did the Affordable Care Act make healthcare more affordable? Absolutely not. It doubled the cost of healthcare in this country when you factor in health insurance. It doubled the cost.
And he said, you know, we're going to reform corporate taxes so that the rich, so that the corporate folks, mm-hmm. they pay their fair share.
When they're paying 80 to 90% of the taxes in this country, that's not the fair share? Come on now.
No.
Come on, man.
And what you're looking at is that by raising their taxes, it's going to be less incentives for those corporate fat cats
right.
to create the private sector jobs
that everyone else relies upon.
So basically what the government is doing by targeting the free market, mm-hmm. essentially,
yes,
they're putting a knee to American enterprise, to our entrepreneurship, to the industry of the American people. And if the taxes on the wealthy are put in place, how do you think the rest of us are going to fare? Because we're going to be taxed in other ways. Higher prices, inflation, job loss.
Democrats say that that's trickle-down economics doesn't work. But whenever you tax the rich, what you're doing is you're doing trickle-down misery. It will trickle down to everyone else. It eliminates opportunity for the rest of America.
But you know, Senator Tim Scott, he delivered a powerful response.
Beautiful.
And we talked about that on the show last night.
Yeah, it was beautiful.
You know, he reminded folks that Biden promised, talking about promises made, promises kept, he reminded the American people that President Biden promised to unite a nation, to lower the temperature, to govern for all Americans, no matter how we voted. That was the pitch. That was the same pitch that he made on Wednesday night.
Mm-hmm.
And as Senator Tim Scott put it, our nation, though, is starving for more than empty platitudes. We need policies and progress that brings us closer together. And he's right. He's absolutely right.
And when you say something, as I know this sounds so naive, but when a politician says something, they should follow through with it. This whole, I'm going to unite the country. It's the number one thing on my heart. I'm going to unite the country. And then you go and you support the impeachment of Donald Trump. You get rid of the XL pipeline. You don't bother reaching out to any single Republican. And he has yet to praise any single Republican in the country. And he has yet to criticize any Democrat in the country.
Well, here's another promise. He wanted to protect the sacred right to vote.
Right.
That's the For the People's Act.
Yes.
Another very, you know,
it
magnanimous, just positive sounding For the People's Act. No, it's going to override mm-hmm. your state's authority to conduct your own state's elections.
And it makes cheating easier,
right,
which
bans,
takes away your right to vote because someone else gets to nullify your vote.
It bans voter IDs.
It's ridiculous. It doesn't do what the bill says it's going to do. It's going to protect the sacred right. No, you're not. You're going to protect the power of Democrats.
And what are you protecting, President Biden? Guess what? 77% of Americans say that a valid form of state or federally issued photo ID
mm-hmm.
to prove U.S. citizenship should be required for voting. That's
it
70,
should be.
77% of Americans.
Because we don't want people who aren't supposed to vote voting.
So,
and we don't want people voting multiple times because it's supposed to be one person, one vote, not one ballot harvester, millions of votes.
I mean, the speech was just filled with such lies. And here's the other part. This is just a continuation of the Obama administration's belief in Keynesian economics, the multiplier effect, the
which
theory
does not work,
that presupposes that for every $1 in government spending, there will be a greater than $1 economic activity that results.
Mm-hmm.
But how many of those shovel-ready jobs did Obama deliver? Remember when we had the $1 trillion stimulus package? Where were those shovel-ready jobs?
They weren't shovel-ready. They weren't.
Unemployment,
yeah.
It was in the double digits, especially, particularly in the Black community. It was double. The unemployment rate in the Black community, in the Latino community during the Obama administration, after all of this stimulus, was double what it was in the rest of America.
And yet freedom under Donald Trump led to freedom for individuals. Let's get to the top three things you need to know before tomorrow. Well, police in New Orleans are bracing for what may be another violent weekend in the city. Last weekend, there were 10 homicides in New Orleans, including a 61-year-old grandmother who was punched in the face, fell, and hit her head. She was later pronounced dead at a local hospital. New Orleans has already had 55 murders this year. Shootings are also up in the city 51%, with 8 shootings on interstates in the city so far this year. New Orleans Police Superintendent Sean Ferguson said this weekend there will be extra patrols in the French Quarter along Bourbon Street.
You know, that was something I didn't hear in Biden's speech on Wednesday night, that we are a nation of laws, not of men. Where is his support for the men and women in blue?
He can't do that because the people who supported him don't support the men and women in blue. They support burning things down
and stoking the fires of racism.
Second thing you need to know before tomorrow in Arkansas, you will not be required to get a COVID vaccine. That's the state law, new state law, after Governor Asa Hutchinson signed a vaccine passport bill this week. The law prevents state and local governments from requiring proof of the vaccine to access services. It would also prevent condition as a state of employment except by state-run medical centers. However, the bill does not apply to private businesses who could still require proof of vaccination as a condition of employment.
You know, those on the left, when we're talking about abortion and the right to life, they say that government should not come between a woman and her doctor.
And her right, her body.
Why are they not making that same argument for those who may not want to be vaccinated?
Third thing you need to know before tomorrow, Texas Governor Greg Abbott is sending the Biden administration a bill for patrolling the border. This week, the governor sent a letter to state agency directors and local county judges asking for a full estimate of the financial costs to their jurisdictions from the border crisis. Abbott said the state is spending at least $1 million a week on Operation Lone Star to try and stop the illegal immigration into Texas. Abbott wrote, quote, "I strongly believe that our state and our fellow Texans should not be forced to shoulder these costs, and the federal government should reimburse the state in full."
Because what's happening at the border is not an accident.
No.
It was a deliberate act, and the federal government ought to be held accountable.
It's not a natural disaster. It's political malpractice. Coming up next, we're talking to the mamas. Stick around.
You're standing on American ground with Louis R. Avalone and Stephen Parr.
Ronald Reagan once asked, "Are we doing a good enough job teaching our children what America is and what she represents in the long history of the world?" Well, that's why we made this CD. Freedom Sings is a collection of songs from America's history. Each one tells a story from our founding up till today. Not only do we include classics like America the Beautiful and This Land is Your Land, but we also tell the stories behind the songs, who wrote them and why, and what they mean to everyday Americans when they first heard these patriotic tunes.
Mine eyes have seen the glory.
If you want your kids to know what America represents in the long history of the world, then you need to get Freedom Sings. Just look for it in the iTunes store and download it for your computer or mobile device. Get Freedom Sings for your kids and keep liberty marching on for the next generation.
The Conservative Kid Growth Kit, a fun, patriotic adventure for children ages 5 and up. Journey back to America with the entire family with the Growth Kit travel suitcase, including presidential tumbler, a Teddy Roosevelt teddy bear, and exclusive Founding Fathers flashcards that introduce the words of the Founding Fathers. The Conservative Kid Growth Kit is the perfect gift. Fun, educational, and endless activities. Preserve our freedoms for the next generation. The Conservative Kid Growth Kit at conservativekid.com.
Maybe it was that fourth grade teacher who believed in you. Or the big-eyed girl who smiled when you were the new kid. Maybe it was watching your child as she took her first steps. Those aha moments in life when everything seemed to come into focus. Those are the bright spots that lift us up when we're feeling down and show us a path from the ordinary to the extraordinary. America's history is filled with bright spots, too. The greatness of America is that it allows each of us to see the greatness within ourselves. That is how America became great. One dream, one bright spot at a time.
Bright Spots Big Country, What Makes America Great by Louis R. Avalone and Stephen Parr. Available at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, iBooks, and brightspotsbigcountry.com.
Early to bed, early to rise makes a man healthy, wealthy, and wise.
And oh, was Benjamin Franklin wise.
So you actually think electricity can pass through metal? Ha! Ben Franklin, go fly a kite.
Excellent idea. Where are my keys?
Besides the bifocals, Ben invented the Franklin
Up
stone.
You go!
The odometer!
Whoa!
And the lightning rod! Ingenuity! Pass it on! From the Foundation for a Better Life at values.com!
Adopt US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the Lingo.
GOAT. G-O-A-T. Acronym. Stands for Greatest of All Time. As in, spaghetti sandwiches for dinner? They're my fave. Dad, you're the GOAT.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
But I wonder what would happen if you say what you want to say.
Welcome back to American Ground Radio. I'm Stephen Paul with Louis R. Avalone.
So we were talking earlier about how Joe Biden signed an executive order today raising the federal contractor, federal employee minimum wage to $15.
Yes.
And we're not going to get back into that. But I did want to play a very short clip from that press conference. Here is White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki.
This announcement just went out, but President Biden signed a Made in America executive order.
Wait, stop that. Play that one more time.
This announcement just went out, but President Biden signed a Made in America.
President O.
She said she was about to say President Obama.
She was. She clearly was. And you see her face, and her face goes, ooh.
That clip one more time for our listeners.
Just one more time. Here you go.
This announcement just went out, but President Biden signed a Made in America.
See, that's, can you imagine Trump's White House press secretary referring to another president.
President
Bush.
Trump.
I mean, seriously. No.
But I didn't think about that for just a minute. No, I know.
I mean, what are the odds?
Well.
And I know a lot of folks say, oh, you've never misspoken. No, I misspeak all the time.
Right.
But there's some things that are just so out of place. And I know, you know, many people say, oh, that's, what do you, are you saying that President Obama is actually in charge of this White House? Well, you know what? There are a lot of people in this country who clearly don't believe that Joe Biden is in charge of this country.
How is Joe Biden doing anything different than what Barack Obama would have done if he had a third term? Undo everything Trump did. Sign executive orders. I got my pen and my phone. That's what Obama said. I got my pen and my phone. And that's how he was going to govern. That's how Biden's been governing. Get involved in race things, race bait people. Joe Biden's doing exactly what Barack Obama did. Make sure that you exacerbate racial divisions in this country. That's what Obama did. It's what Biden's doing. Is there anything he's doing that's different than what Obama would have done?
But again, and we've talked about this before, look at the energy level of President Biden.
He's got to take a nap every day. Tell me
that this is someone that has initiated over 50 executive orders, rolling back every single policy and procedure and initiative of the Trump administration.
Come on, man. Biden's not that smart to pull all this together. He's just not that smart. If you've listened to him throughout his career, you'd know this.
I'm just telling you, Democrats, especially in this White House, these folks, it leaks out. The truth leaks out of you. Sometimes it's in body language. Sometimes it's in just a slip of the tongue. And this was clearly one example.
President Biden. We got a question in for our American mamas. Dear mamas, did you hear about the bar that won't play the NBA games until LeBron is kicked out of the league? Good idea or not?
Well, let's ask our American mamas.
Mama, mama,
mama. Mama told me not to come. She said, that ain't the way I've been through.
And joining us now, our American mamas, Terry Netterville and Denise Arthur. I believe this is a bar in Ohio. Sports bars, you know, they make their money. People will come, they'll drink and they'll watch games, and it's, you know, a nice camaraderie.
Yeah.
And there's always a basketball game on, it seems. There's always a basketball game and a baseball game on. You can have that. So they're just going to take out one of the big leagues and say no more.
Right.
Are they putting their business at risk?
Nope. They are not.
Nope.
Absolutely not. And I think there's going to be a lot of people that respect that. And hopefully,
good for you.
Hopefully, other bar owners will take that same stance. That's the only way. If we're going to be canceled, you know, if we're going to be canceled for every little thing that we do, they need to know what it feels like. But LeBron's response was very,
LeBron. It was very LeBron.
He said, he goes, oh, damn, I was headed there to watch our game tonight and have a drink. Well, like, oh, well, I thought, you know what? First of all, he'll never own anything. I mean, he never apologized for his tweet that he did.
No, he just
deleted
it. The tweet that
threatened the officer
next. He just said, I'm just, you know, he's so tired of it. He's tired of blacks getting killed by cops. What about blacks being killed by other blacks, LeBron?
He's not tired.
What about whites who are killed by blacks? What about whites who are killed by cops, white or black? Why do you only care about the life of those who have the skin color as your own? I will not
understand
that.
It's the row factor. It's the only way to rile them up, Terry. It's
yes.
The only way. They don't
He's
care.
Getting some backlash for this one.
Well.
By people in his own community.
Yeah. And I know. Even a lot of the people, I mean, a lot of the sportscasters and a lot of people, I mean, they've had enough. And here, my thing with him is, let me tell you. Have you ever read, like, really done some digging on him?
Mm-mm.
I mean, he breezed through high school because he was an athlete,
right.
Okay? If he really even finished high school, I have doubts about that because he was going to be this great athlete, and, of course, he is. But, I mean, who can even enjoy him? My gosh, he's so nasty.
He's racist,
He's so arrogant. He is so arrogant.
Yeah, he's very racist. If you think about all the things that he says, he is only for Black America. He does not do anything or say anything
when
remotely kind about...
When a white man writes his check, isn't that interesting?
Well, and he wouldn't say anything kind about him. But here's what Linneman, the bar owner, said to the Cincinnati Inquirer. That if high-ranking elected government officials did what James did, there would be calls for their removal from office. He said they just need to play the game. That's it. Their opinion doesn't really matter. They're using their position to push their opinions, and that's just not right. So his way of handling this is, okay, there's only one thing I can do, and that is not allow your team to be televised in my bar until something is done. But LeBron doesn't care because he feels like he is truly the king.
He does think he's King James.
He does.
And King James doesn't have enough education to be speaking on the matters that he speaks on, yet people just bow down and listen to everything he says and takes everything,
every word.
He promotes
hate, Denise.
Yes, he does.
He promotes hate, and I do appreciate Tyler Perry apparently just came out.
Yes,
you know, he
thank
was
you,
the most,
Tyler.
I saw you posted that on our page, Denise. I really appreciated it. I needed it. But Tyler Perry basically said, I will not be for anybody who is promoting hate of any kind,
of any color,
hate for cops, hate for LGBTQ, hate for whites or blacks,
Asians, whoever.
And
said.
I want LeBron to take note, take a page out of Tyler Perry's book. Stop promoting hate.
But you,
stop promoting racism.
But the thing is, Terry, doesn't it tick you off? It just makes me so mad because LeBron James has the kind of following and the kind of power.
Yes.
He could do magic. Do you hear me?
We
could
all
be the
praise
change.
His name.
He
if
could
he would
be
just
the
promote
change.
Love.
Colin Kaepernick could have been the change. There's so many, but they just keep taking the wrong road, and people are getting so turned off. I mean, it's laughable now. Stuff that comes out of his mouth is laughable. That wasn't laughable. Putting a bullseye on a police officer's head.
Horrible.
I mean, enough is enough. I think people are just becoming
Use your
immune.
Platform for good, celebrities. Use it to promote unity, true unity. Not just unity of the people that have the same skin color as you. Unity for all Americans so we can come back together like we were before Obama took office.
Yeah.
We weren't talking. This was not the issue.
Racism was over until Obama took office. I mean, it was at the very end. I'm telling you, it was sliding into home, and then Obama had to drag it back out. And I worry about mixed couples. Well, what's going on in their lives
and
their children? What do you, how do you teach? Who's the bad guy and who's the good guy? Because, and look, there's no good end to this. This is going to keep on and keep on. I mean, I turned the TV on this morning. They're still rioting. They're still looting. And I'm thinking to myself, what is the end to this? I mean, are we headed to a civil war because people cannot keep their mouths shut or they can't open them and say the right things and the right words don't come out to create peace and unity and calmness? No, they don't have it in them. So keep on, because this isn't going to end well. There's no way.
If you'd like to ask our American Mamas a question, go to our Facebook page, facebook.com/AmericanGroundRadio, facebook.com/AmericanMamas. Terry Netterville, Denise Arthur, thank y'all.
Thank you.
Well, coming up next here on American Ground Radio, we are digging deep. We'll be right back.
There's more fresh roasted American ground radio brewing. So stick around. That's good radio. With Louis R. Avalone and Stephen Parr.
When you need vehicle service or repair, come to Tire World. From oil changes to engine replacements, we've got you covered. Our techs are AAA approved and ASC certified. We sell Michelin, BF Goodrich, and other leading brands. It's our job to keep you on the road.
We are Tire World.
Is your website Americans with Disabilities compliant? Did you know it's the law? Did you know the federal government is beginning to fine companies up to $10,000? And ambulance-chasing lawyers are hunting down websites that aren't ADA compliant, causing massive financial chaos with nasty lawsuits. Defend yourself now. Make your website ADA compliant before it's too late. To get a free website review to see what you need to do to be in compliance with federal disability laws, contact me at 504-669-6076 or Jeff at WGSO.com. Hey, it's Jeff Cruer for New York Pizza, the oldest pizza parlor in the city, opened by Wayne Del Corral in 1980. They're celebrating 40 years of the best pizza in the city. Their pizza is thin like New York-style pizza, but they use a French-style dough to bring a New Orleans flair that you'll never forget. You've got to try the Snooey Bread, a delicious appetizer on a 5-inch seeded bun with mozzarella, Swiss, sliced Roma tomatoes, and oregano. The Big Apple is my personal favorite. A pizza with pepperoni, bacon, mushrooms, olives, green peppers, Italian sausage, and minced garlic. Unforgettable. Wayne is a New Orleanian, born and raised in the city, Jesuit UNO and Loyola grad. He operates New York Pizza and the adjacent Bronx Bar with his family. Go check him out at 4416 18 Magazine Street in New Orleans or call him at 891-2376. And if you mention Ringside Politics or Jeff Cruer, you get a 10% discount. Have you ever wondered if you're drinking too much toxic bottled water? Are you spending too much on it? What if I told you the very best water on the planet is not available in stores? Learn how you can save money and give your body healthy antioxidant water. I'm talking about Kangen water, electrolyzed reduced water. The alkalizing effects of this water are amazing. To set up a demonstration just for you, contact me at Jeff at WGSO.com or 504-669-6076.
When you need vehicle service or repair, come to Tire World. From oil changes to engine replacements, we've got you covered. Our techs are AAA approved and ASC certified. We sell Michelin, BF Goodrich, and other leading brands. It's our job to keep you on the road.
We are Tire World.
What did you learn in school today, dear little boy of mine?
Welcome back to American Ground Radio. I'm Stephen Parr with Louis R. Avalone.
I mean, we've all seen those ridiculous warning labels on so many products. It's just embarrassing. It's like,
do not eat plastic bag.
Or the cardboard sunshield, you know, that you put up in your windshield.
Yeah.
And it says, there's a warning label on it. It says, do not drive with sunshield in place. Or how about on a toner cartridge, like for a laser printer you might have at home or at the work?
Yeah.
Do not eat toner. I mean, is that really necessary to point out?
Well, kids were eating Tide Pods, so maybe so.
Or there's a warning label on most hair dryers.
Mm-hmm.
Do not use in shower.
Yeah, and there's a little picture, too, telling you not to do it. They draw a picture just in case the words aren't enough.
It's just... So along those same lines, apparently the Biden administration thinks that the black community needs a seemingly stupid warning label because they're not smart enough to figure out that maybe smoking is bad for you.
It's not just the warning label. They want menthol outlawed.
Right. So the administration has announced, or they're expected to announce, a ban on menthol cigarettes and other flavored tobacco products. I mean, and the reason that they say that is that they're seeking equity. They say African Americans are more likely to smoke menthol cigarettes than any other group, which means that they will also be disproportionately impacted by the forthcoming ban. I mean,
it's crazy.
I never thought.
It's crazy.
I mean, it's like saying, well, white people eat more vanilla ice cream.
Yeah.
So we're going to ban vanilla ice cream
because it's making them fat.
White people are fat.
Let's dig deep.
Working in a coal mine, going down, down, down. Working in a coal mine, whoop,
Lewis, there's a big controversy in the Dallas area right now in one of the best school districts in Texas over race.
Over race?
Carroll ISD is in the Dallas-Fort Worth Metroplex. I went and looked at their most recent standardized test scores. 88% of their students are at grade level or above. That's huge. They have a 100% graduation rate, okay? When you break it down by race, 86% of their white students are at grade level or above, 83% of their black students, and 80% of their Hispanic students are at grade level or above.
You know, incidentally, and this somewhat of a side note,
yeah.
But everyone says the education system in Texas is excellent. I don't know what they're doing there in particular. I haven't studied it.
Mm-hmm.
But boy,
accountability is what
they did. A lot of other states could probably learn from what they're doing.
Texas didn't really buy into Common Core, and they adopted accountability early. Ross Perot actually led this back in the 1980s, no pass, no play. Texas's education system said everyone has to be learning. You have to make sure that kids of all races are learning. That accountability is part of what made Texas schools better.
Well, and you know, 60 Minutes did a study a few years ago, maybe 20 years ago, and they found the most common denominator among those kids that did well in class is parental involvement.
And this district certainly has it. Actually, when you look at the writing scores, black students outperform white students in Carroll ISD, 86% to 77%. Same with social studies.
There's probably a lot of listeners right now that goes, oh, that surprises me.
Social studies.
But they wouldn't say that out loud because then they'd be called racist. But anyway.
Yeah, black students are outperforming white students 92 to 88% in social studies. Okay, now, so we're getting pretty much equal outcomes from the school district across races. Yes.
That is fantastic, actually.
And what's great about that is that they're setting up the kids with equal opportunities when they leave high school. That's what we want as conservatives, is equal opportunity, right?
Oh, yes? Of course. Not equal outcomes, equal opportunity.
Carroll ISD also keeps track of microaggressions. The Federalist.com...
Wait a minute. What is a microaggression? I mean, that just seems like one of those made-up words.
It is.
You mean it's when people are mean to one another?
Yes. Federalist.com ran the numbers. You don't even have to be really mean. It's like maybe even slightly inadvertently mean.
So it's kind of like a veiled insult.
Yes. The Federalist ran the numbers. According to district data, microaggressions, bullying, and racially charged incidents happen approximately 3 times per month in the district of 8,500 students, meaning they involve 0.3% of students in a year. It's a pretty good place to go to school, right? So can you...
What's the problem here? I mean, everything right now sounds
pretty
great.
Good. Well, it seems in 2008, some white students were quoting words to a rap song that included the N-word, and they posted the video online. And it went viral, and it made people angry. Then again, in 2019, another group of white students... Different song, same racial slur, went online, so people are now up in arms, and they decided there had to be systemic racism in Carroll ISD, and they formed a committee to do something about it.
I don't know that there's systemic racism as much as that's just dumb.
It is dumb.
Look, there's just some things in our culture
you just don't do.
White folks aren't allowed to say, and not that they want to say
and
them.
And frankly, rappers shouldn't be saying them either.
You know, Piers Morgan made that point. Formerly of CNN. I think he's over in the UK now.
Yeah.
But he says that, you know, basically young black people are using that word, young white people are using that word because they've been reared to the soundtrack of the N-word splattered all over rap music.
All over. So this committee put together what they call the Cultural Competence Action Plan, CCAP. And the plan is to start teaching critical race theory to all of Carroll's students and teachers and staff. Now, parents in the district didn't like this. They spoke up and tried to get the school board to stop it. But some of those people who experienced microaggressions spoke up and told about that one time someone picked on them, and the board seemed convinced. So one parent sued the district, claiming that some members of the school board had been meeting in secret to push this through in violation of the Open Meetings Act. A judge issued a temporary restraining order, and two members of the school board, Board President Michelle Moore and Vice President Todd Carlton, were actually indicted for violating the Open Meetings Act by a grand jury and were arrested. But here's the real kicker. It turns out Carroll ISD had already started teaching critical race theory and indoctrinating its staff with this Marxist racist drivel even before they violated the Open Meetings Act back in August. TheFederalist.com published an article this week that includes slides shown in training sessions with teachers and staff. Let me just read some of the things they're teaching their staff already. This is from a 2019 retreat for administrators. Here's one of the slides. Cultural blindness is a state in which differences are ignored and one proceeds as though differences do not exist. That's a bad thing, apparently. White privilege is being able to navigate daily life in the American culture without having to think about race. Isn't that what we're all trying to do?
I thought that was the dream of Martin Luther King Jr. In his speech.
Don't
I have
judge
a dream.
Me by my race.
Well, he dreamed of a country, of a world where his children would be judged by the character of their
the content of their character,
and yeah. not the color of their skin.
Who wants to go through life and have to think about your race all day, every day? That's not white privilege. It's just being in a society that's good.
Well, yeah, where you just look at the content of one's character.
What is that person really
who
like?
You're dealing
who
with?
Is this person really on the inside? Here's they also wrote a list of phrases that appear to be wrong think. Our kids aren't racist. I don't see color. I treat all kids the same. I have a lot of friends who aren't white. Then they had another slide. What does it mean for you to be white? Take a moment to talk to your neighbor about whiteness. They're teaching the teachers and staff this. Even though the school board hasn't approved this plan, they're already doing it. Then they have this slide. Get this one. White fragility is a state in which even a minimal amount of racial stress becomes intolerable, triggering a range of defensive moves, anger, fear, guilt, silence. So this presentation says intentionally racist things and then shames people who might get offended at being called racist just because they're white. See, that's a nifty little trap.
So what do I need to do differently not to...
Not be white. That's the only solution.
Don't get offended
when someone says you're an oppressor because of the color of your skin. Not because of anything you've done. Just because your family came from Europe at some point in the past.
So let's just get rid of all the white people then.
Look, white fragility.
I mean, really.
Nose fragility is a state in which, you know, just a little tiny punch in your nose is deemed intolerable and leads to a range of sad little reactions like bleeding, crying, or punching back. See, critical race theory is not a theory as much as it is a cult. Because in science, for something to be a theory, it has to be disprovable. And when they start doing crap like this, it's not disprovable. It's not science. It's not a theory. It's racism.
But even though our young people have been reared on that N-word in rap music, white people still don't get to use it.
Coming up next, got a bright spot. Stick around. Ronald Reagan once asked, are we doing a good enough job teaching our children what America is and what she represents in the long history of the world? Well, that's why we made this CD. Freedom Sings is a collection of songs from America's history. Each one tells a story from our founding up till today. Not only do we include classics like America the Beautiful and This Land is Your Land, but we also tell the stories behind the songs, who wrote them and why, and what they mean to everyday Americans when they first heard these patriotic tunes. Mine eyes have seen the glory. If you want your kids to know what America represents in the long history of the world, then you need to get Freedom Sings. Just look for it in the iTunes store and download it for your computer or mobile device. Get Freedom Sings for your kids and keep liberty marching on for the next generation.
The Conservative Kid Growth Kit, a fun, patriotic adventure for children ages 5 and up. Journey back to America with the entire family with the Growth Kit travel suitcase, including presidential tumbler, a Teddy Roosevelt teddy bear, and exclusive Founding Fathers flashcards that introduce the words of the Founding Fathers. The Conservative Kid Growth Kit is the perfect gift. Fun, educational, and endless activities. Preserve our freedoms for the next generation. The Conservative Kid Growth Kit at conservativekid.com.
Maybe it was that fourth grade teacher who believed in you. Or the big-eyed girl who smiled when you were the new kid. Maybe it was watching your child as she took her first steps. Those aha moments in life when everything seemed to come into focus. Those are the bright spots that lift us up when we're feeling down and show us a path from the ordinary to the extraordinary. America's history is filled with bright spots, too. The greatness of America is that it allows each of us to see the greatness within ourselves. That is how America became great. One dream, one bright spot at a time.
Bright Spots Big Country, What Makes America Great by Louis R. Avalone and Stephen Parr. Available at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, iBooks, and brightspotsbigcountry.com.
Early to bed, early to rise makes a man healthy, wealthy, and wise.
And oh, was Benjamin Franklin wise.
So you actually think electricity can pass through metal? Ha! Ben Franklin, go fly a kite.
Excellent idea. Where are my keys?
Besides the bifocals, Ben invented the Franklin
Up
stone.
You go!
The odometer. And the lightning rod! Ingenuity, pass it on! From the Foundation for a Better Life at values.com!
Shut up, about politics.
Welcome back to American Ground Radio. I'm Stephen Parr with Louis R. Avalone.
All right, so apparently the FBI raided Rudy Giuliani's apartment.
Mm-hmm.
What this was like in the middle of the night.
Yeah.
But they didn't take Hunter Biden's hard drives. Apparently those were in his apartment. But they that's what's being reported, at least.
Oh, that's funny. Well, the FBI's already had Hunter Biden's laptop. They've already had it. They've already had the evidence that there may have been...
Nothing to see here.
Oh, my God. There was a lot to see there. And actually, in some of it, seeing it, frankly, would have been a crime on some of what was on that laptop.
So the raid, reportedly, is tied to an investigation as to whether Giuliani illegally... Now, this is so ironic. Whether or not Giuliani illegally lobbied for President Trump... on behalf of oligarchs in the Ukraine, the same Ukraine that Joe Biden extorted.
Right. That Hunter Biden actually did lobby for with oligarchs in the Ukraine, that he got money for from oligarchs in the Ukraine. And he didn't do it on orders of the president. Giuliani was asked to go talk to people in the Ukraine by President Trump. So it's not like it was a violation of the Logan Act, which, you know, John Kerry has apparently been doing.
I mean, it seems like the FBI is only raiding, only interested in conservatives.
That's all they're interested in.
Roger Stone, another example.
The IRS was that way back under Obama, and it's just infiltrated to the FBI. It's the same. In Washington, D.C., there are two systems of justice. One that goes after conservatives, and the other that looks away whenever it's Democrats.
And yet we're supposed to be, and we are, a nation of laws.
Let's get to a bright spot.
I'm doing all right, getting good grades. The future's so bright, I gotta wear shades.
Louis, I think we can agree that one of the dark stains on American society right now is the rush of companies who are trying to be woke. You agree with that?
NBA, yeah. The Masters.
Mm-hmm. Coca-Cola. All these others. Look,
Major League Baseball.
They're embracing policies and politics that are by definition un-American since they go against the classical liberal foundations of our country. In short, woke ideology and critical race theory are in direct opposition to the ideas found in the second sentence of the Declaration of Independence, period.
But see, I asked you this, I don't know, a couple of days ago on the show. What does it mean to be woke?
Well, and I think your answer was it means to be politically correct. Basically, the theory is that your eyes are now open and you see all the ills and you're speaking out against it. In essence, your mind has been shut down and you've been indoctrinated to think only one way.
So to be woke means that you agree with whomever on the left is proffering whatever theory that they have.
You have to say that you agree with them. You don't necessarily have to agree with them.
You just have to say it.
And if you do agree with them and you don't say it, then you're still not woke enough.
So just more virtue signaling.
There you go. All right. So I wanted to highlight a company that is a bright spot because, not because it's touting conservative ideas, but because it's focusing on doing its actual job and not doing politics at all. What a great idea.
Yeah, sure.
Basecamp is a software company that makes project management software for businesses. Jason Fried, the co-founder and CEO, he wrote to his employees this week, "There's no pleasing everyone. You can't. There are too many unique perspectives, experiences, and individuals." And then he proceeded to ban political and social political conversations on their work platforms. He said, "Today's social and political waters are especially choppy.
sensitivities are at 11, and every discussion remotely related to politics, advocacy, or society at large quickly spins away from pleasant. You shouldn't have to wonder if staying out of it means you're complicit or if wading into it means you're a target. These are difficult enough waters to navigate in life, but significantly more so at work. It's become too much. It's a major distraction. It saps our energy and redirects our dialogue towards dark places. It's not healthy. It hasn't served us well. And we're done with it on our company Basecamp account where the work happens.
And if I'm not mistaken, I believe this company is headquartered in San Francisco.
Yeah. Yeah, this is, I mean, this is a big tech company. David Heinmester Hansen, he's the chief technology officer. We also like to tell ourselves that having these discussions with the whole company is, quote, healthy. I used to think that too, but I no longer do. I think it's become ever more stressful, unnerving, and counterproductive. No comment thread on Basecamp is going to close the gap on fundamental philosophical and political differences, and we're left worse for wear when we try.
But see, there's a concern here, though, is when you start drawing lines around freedom of expression, the question is, where do you stop?
Great question.
And if folks are on, are they living on eggshells,
right,
saying, well, can I comment about what I saw on the Oscars last night, or is that political?
Well, here's Jason,
for example.
Jason Fried again. Employees are free to take up whatever cause they want, support whatever movements they'd like, and speak out on whatever horrible injustices are being perpetrated on this group or that, and unfortunately, there are far too many to choose from. But that's their business, not ours. We're in the business of making software. Back to basics, back to individual responsibility, back to work.
Yeah, focus on your job.
Isn't that what you should be doing?
Focus on the customer. How
exactly?
If the Major League Baseball, if NFL, if the NBA, if the Masters, if they focused on their customers,
right,
how many of them would be woke enough to do what they've done over the past year where their ratings have declined precipitously?
And their business has taken a hit. And their fans are not as happy. The whole country's worse for wear. Basecamp is doing what every company in America should do and say, we need to focus on what we do. If you want to talk about politics, great.
Absolutely.
Don't do it on company time. Focus on what we're doing, and let's do what we do to the best of our ability.
Amen, brother.
We'll be right back.
You're listening to American Ground Radio.
Why was the basketball court all wet?
Because the players kept dribbling on it.
The dad joke. Corny, groan-worthy, but also one of the simplest ways to share a moment with your kids.
What did the buffalo say when he dropped his son off for school?
Bye, son.
So take a moment to make your kid laugh, because dad jokes rule. Make your kid laugh today. Go to fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
The Conservative Kid Growth Kit, a fun, patriotic adventure for children ages 5 and up. Journey back to America with the entire family with the Growth Kit Travel Suitcase, including presidential tumbler, a Teddy Roosevelt teddy bear, and exclusive Founding Fathers flashcards that introduce the words of the Founding Fathers. The Conservative Kid Growth Kit is the perfect gift. Fun, educational, and endless activities. Preserve our freedoms for the next generation. The Conservative Kid Growth Kit at conservativekid.com.
Hey, it's Jeff Cruer for New York Pizza, the oldest pizza parlor in the city, opened by Wayne Del Corral in 1980. They're celebrating 40 years of the best pizza in the city. Their pizza is thin like New York-style pizza, but they use a French-style dough to bring a New Orleans flair that you'll never forget. You've got to try the Snooey Bread, a delicious appetizer on a 5-inch seeded bun with mozzarella, Swiss, sliced Roma tomatoes, and oregano. The Big Apple is my personal favorite. A pizza with pepperoni, bacon, mushrooms, olives, green peppers, Italian sausage, and minced garlic. Unforgettable. Wayne is a New Orleanian, born and raised in the city, Jesuit UNO and Loyola grad. He operates New York Pizza and the adjacent Bronx Bar with his family. Go check him out at 4416 18 Magazine Street in New Orleans, or call him at 891-2376. And if you mention Ringside Politics or Jeff Cruer, you get a 10% discount.
Ronald Reagan once asked, are we doing a good enough job teaching our children what America is and what she represents in the long history of the world? Well, that's why we made this CD, Freedom Sings is a collection of songs from America's history. Each one tells a story from our founding up till today. Not only do we include classics like America the Beautiful and This Land is Your Land, but we also tell the stories behind the songs, who wrote them and why, and what they mean to everyday Americans when they first heard these patriotic tunes.
Mine eyes have seen the glory.
If you want your kids to know what America represents in the long history of the world, then you need to get Freedom Sings. Just look for it in the iTunes store and download it for your computer or mobile device. Get Freedom Sings for your kids and keep liberty marching on for the next generation.
You can't touch this. You can't touch this. You can't touch this.
Welcome back to American Ground Radio. I'm Stephen Paul with Louis R. Avalone.
You know, President Biden on Wednesday night's address to Congress, to the nation, he looked right into the camera and he just pleaded with the American people.
Come on, man.
Go get vaccinated. Go get vaccinated.
Yeah.
And so I'm wondering, as I'm watching and as the camera is panning all across this beautiful House chamber.
Yes.
With folks wearing masks, some wearing two masks, all of them having been vaccinated, by the way.
Yeah.
My question to President Biden is, why?
Mm-hmm.
Why? Why would I go get vaccinated?
If I don't get to go outside still, if I still have to wear two masks, if I still have to, you know, I can't go anywhere.
If you folks can't even get a full chamber filled with vaccinated people.
Right.
I mean, it's just, it's sending the wrong message.
If you can't get as many people in to watch Biden's not State of the Union address as you could for Trump's impeachment hearings, then why bother?
Well, and he broke the mask mandate, Pelosi's mask mandate, which calls for basically all members to wear masks at all times on the House floor, even while speaking in the chamber. But of course, this is just another example of rules for thee, but not for me.
Wait, did Nancy see that? Did she say, whoa?
Oh, wow! When I say whoa, I mean whoa!
Cale Hannes is a sixth grader at a middle school in Detroit. Cale has cerebral palsy and is confined to an electric wheelchair. But Cale also has big dreams. Literal dreams. And earlier last week, he had a dream that he was playing football and scored a touchdown. He told some of his friends about that dream, and they thought it sounded like a good idea. So Cale and about 20 of his friends went outside and started playing touch football in the parking lot. And eventually they hiked the ball, handed it off to Cale. His teammates then did an incredible job of blocking the players on the other team, and Cale was able to roll right through a big hole in the offensive line all the way down for a touchdown. The whole thing was caught on video by one of their teachers, Katie Bigger. She posted online saying, quote, "Sometimes people think I'm crazy for teaching middle school, and then something like this happens at recess."
That's just awesome.
May your pursuit of happiness bring you joy.
Anytime, anywhere. Smartphone, TuneIn Radio app, WGSO.com. On the AM dial at 990, we are WGSO New Orleans.